Sheila Dixon is the first African-American woman to serve as the mayor of Baltimore, Maryland. And now she's on trial facing multiple corruption charges. Donna Marie Owens of member station WYPR has more on the case.
Across the city of Baltimore, the corruption trial of Mayor Sheila Dixon has residents like Stephanie Williams talking.
I don't think anyone living in a city hasn't heard about it.
Public opinion here hasn't focused on the mayor's race or gender, but whether she can stand trial and run the city. That said, residents like John Cheatham, who's African-American, sense racial overtones.
If you ask an African-American out on the street, they tell you right away Sheila Dixon is innocent. But if you ask a white person out on the street and whatnot, they say she's guilty.
Sheila Dixon is 55 years old and was elected mayor in 2007. She faces seven criminal counts, including felony theft, misappropriation of funds, and misconduct in office. The charges date back to the mayor's former role as president of Baltimore City Council. Prosecutors alleged that Dixon used gift cards intended for the needy at Christmas to purchase clothing and electronics for herself and others. The cards were donated by developers engaged in multi-million dollar deals with the city. One of them is a former boyfriend of Dixon. He recently reached a plea deal in a separate bribery case and has agreed to testify against the mayor. So far, the mayor and her defense team have said very little during these early trial proceedings. But Dixon has professed her innocence at various press events over the last few months.
I would love to have a timely resolution of this because this is really clouding a lot of good work that's going on. You know, I've been asking for this now for the last several years.
Mayor Dixon also faces a second trial on perjury charges next year. In that case, she's accused of failing to report lavish trips and designer shoes and clothing from her ex-boyfriend, the developer. Prosecutors say the law required Dixon to report the gifts, though her lawyers have cited a loophole. She's been unapologetic about the shopping sprees.
Well, you know, I don't buy that often, but when I buy quality.
If convicted of the felony charges, the mayor would have to step down and could face jail time. Matthew Crenson, a political science professor at Johns Hopkins University, says that the mayor's entire political career is at stake.
It's true that the kinds of crimes that have been alleged here are fairly trivial by comparison with other political scandals. This is no teapot dome, no Watergate. It's not even Rod Blagojevich. But they're important.
Dixon is a Democrat who says the case is politically motivated by a Republican-appointed prosecutor. That office has spent nearly 3 years and millions of taxpayer dollars investigating City Hall. Resident Archie Williams called the trial a witch hunt.
I mean, there are more important things to do. Potholes, in my opinion, hold a higher priority than wasting all this money on this trial.
But resident Doug Myers counters that the case does have merit. The charges don't surprise him.
It just seemed like the good old boy system in Baltimore, once again, you know, hooking people up. It doesn't seem any different from any of the past mayoral administrations we've had over the last billion years.
Dixon's trial is expected to last about 3 weeks. The jury is made up of 3 men and 9 women, most of them African-American. That composition is something the defense hopes will help the city's first female mayor protect both her job and freedom. For NPR News, I'm Donna Marie Owens in Baltimore.